T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning on a major, major vacation week. And our whole crew, minus our producer, are here today. Reuse is back.
Hello.
God bless you being back. Al Morgan is here because he is relentless. And Keith Jones is here. Jonesy?
Good morning. Glad to be
all right,
here.
We got... I know, I will fully acknowledge at the commencement of this radio program that there is not a lot of sports news that is hot at the moment, but I make an assurance to you by 10 o'clock, there will be.
Yes.
Because on this show, number one, I am going to try to save an organization over $100 million.
Mm.
That's dramatic.
Beautiful.
Right? Number two, I am going to identify the most maddening, frustrating, stupid sports figure that has ever walked the streets of this city. Mm. I'm going to rip him apart in this hour. In this hour.
Good.
I got involved over the 4th of July weekend in the dumbest controversy of my life. And Rhea, I have had a lot of dumb controversies.
You lead the league.
This is the dumbest. And today, I will attack back at the food snobs of America. Hmm. I will attack them, Al. It will not continue. In addition to all... Oh, and ESPN today. ESPN presented a Phillies game, a very important Phillies game on Sunday night. And they ruined it for me.
Hmm.
I don't know about you. I loved it. The Phillies won.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the home runs. I despise the... ESPN ruins everything it touches.
I weren't sure they were aware of the score most of
the
games
since hated
they were
it.
Slobbering
I hated
over
it.
The Cardinals.
We're going to get them today, too. We got Billy King on at 7 because Billy's going to explain why one of our teams is going to blow $100 million on nothing. And then at 8 o'clock, we got Ruben Frank from NBC Sports Philadelphia because he decreed the Jalen Hurts drama over.
Ah.
Jalen will not only be back this year, he will be back next year.
Really?
And he's going to tell you why. And then he stepped in it. Ruben Frank created his own ego, Mount Rushmore.
Ah, yes.
And it came down. The fourth head on the Mount Rushmore.
Hmm.
Is it Jason Kelce or Brian Dawkins?
Wow.
And I don't even like his other three.
Oh.
So we're going to have it out with Ruben at 8 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, Scott Fransky's on. And Al, I love Scott.
Yes.
And I love the job they do. And later in the hour, I'll show you how he and L.A. is so great. I would not be doing my job at WIP Radio if I did not ask him about the home run calls last week that, in my estimation, were ruined by his partner, Michael Bourne.
Yeah.
No, he's inexperienced.
Learned. I'm going to play him out.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to ask him.
Yeah.
I've been grilling Jonesy on it because Jonesy is a seasoned analyst in his own right.
He's a minimalist.
He's a no, and I want to know, do you tell a guy when he's ruining your home run call? Yeah. Do you tell Jonesy if he's ruining a goal call?
Yeah, you would be. I would be told.
But you know what he told me? Jonesy told me, you don't have to tell him. Jonesy knows instinctively.
Well, I watched sports. I watched right. hockey on TV forever, and I knew what I liked and what I didn't like, and I didn't want to be that guy.
Right. And later in the show, in a poignant moment, Keith Jones will tell stories of how, as a little kid, he always walked around with his stick in his hand.
No, nice.
You're going
to
get
a lot
that
of kids are like
too.
That.
It's continued to this day.
No, that's a different stick, Jones.
Twig.
All right. Anyway, enough with that. I want to start with this because, Rhea, isn't it my responsibility as a talk show host, if somebody is going to flush $100 million or more, that I should attempt to stop them?
It is your responsibility.
Isn't it my responsibility?
Yes.
And would you acknowledge to me mm-hmm. that even though James Harden currently is technically a free agent,
yes.
he is still the property of the Sixers, and if not already, he any minute now will do a deal for a minimum of $100 million. Is that correct?
Since he's parting with Joel and P.J. Tucker, also not officially yet a Sixer, I assume that deal's done.
Right. Okay, so you think they've already come to an agreement, and it's definitely over $100 million for the 3 years.
Yes.
Why?
Because it saves him money.
No. It doesn't. Al, spending $100 million does not save you money.
Yeah, well.
It costs you $100 million.
Yeah.
Why? Jones Eagle, somebody, listen, no one's on the lines, and I don't expect anyone until about 8:30.
Why not?
Because
they're driving
4th
up from,
of July.
They're driving home.
Well, if you're driving home, jump on.
Yeah.
Give me one good reason why you would spend $100 million on a washed-up guy who has blown several recent playoff opportunities.
Because your GM loves them.
Well, it's not
that's
good
the only
enough.
Reason.
You know
that's
what?
The
then?
Only reason.
Then send him a fruit basket. Don't give him $100 million.
It's going to take more than a fruit basket.
$100 million. Just so you know where we are, Bill Reeder, CBS, gave you an update on the current status of the talks between Daryl Morey, the GM of the team, and former star player James Harden.
The expectation is he will sign a team-friendly deal with the Sixers, which enabled them to bring in P.J. Tucker. But I don't think James Harden would go out of his way to make life easy for the Sixers, go party with a bunch of Sixers, and then change his mind. So I think what's going on is that we're going to get to a point where we'll get an announcement in the next 2 or 3 or 4 days that Harden has signed somewhere in the range of a 3-year deal, $100 million or more, what we expected, less than the max.
All right, now, see, a team friendly to me is a very arbitrary term.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It is not team friendly if the guy is not worth what he's signing for. There is simply no way that man is worth that. In fact, I would argue to you he's going to be a deterrent to success on this team. Because dribble, 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 fat, fat, fat.
Dribble, 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 fat, fat, fat.
Am I
dribble,
right or not? Does anyone want to watch a season of that?
Well,
let
you're
going to
get
three.
One season.
One.
Yeah, hey, you're definitely getting one.
Well, you have
one.
To because he's going to get one.
Right, but Noah, he could have opted in. He didn't. I could renege on everything that would really
well,
screw
but, I mean, there's,
but I'm too classy for that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that. I'm way, way too classy.
Yeah, really? Okay.
But the thought well,
can
didn't
you
occur to me.
Can you
the
imagine?
Thought occurred to me.
They could do that, though, and say we
they
changed.
They could do that, and frankly, I would applaud them.
Don't you keep wondering, though, about the whole Michael Rubin
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, really?
That yeah.
He,
all right, well, let me get to that. They had a big party.
Yeah.
No, but I'm talking about his company, the fact that he's removed himself
I
as
know.
A part owner.
Right.
What's to stop them from just him throwing a boatload of money at James Harden? To, you know, in some kind of weird deal. I don't know.
A backdoor deal.
Backdoor deal.
No, they can't do backdoor deals. Those are closely scrutinized by Adam Silver.
Have you watched the NBA?
All right. Anyway, let me get to the point here. Because this is, to me, Al, so now Harden is pictured this weekend partying.
Yeah, yeah.
With Michael Rubin.
White party,
and,
yep.
John Johnson went berserk.
Well,
John Johnson said, John Johnson, I got to say, Al, he's extreme.
Oh,
he is a little...
He said, I cannot do his voice. He said, I do not want my other play. Joel Embiid, do not go near Harden.
Maxie.
He's a partier. Tyrese Maxey just learned how to drink. I'm sorry, just became he could legally drink.
Correct.
Stay away from him. Stay away from Harden. He's going to ruin you.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He did not say
that. I'm
he
not
did.
At that
oh, yeah.
point. I didn't, not rude, but he said he's going to screw you up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So no, but I'm not going that far. But I don't need Harden partying. I don't need to see. That must mean he got a deal.
Yes,
he has
a
deal.
I don't like a deal.
He has a deal. You
I
are not stopping.
I don't want him. I don't want him. I am done with him. Get rid of him now.
But he's going to keep it interesting for us.
I mean,
it's not going to lead to wins, but it's going to be fun.
This is, let me try to give you an analogy. All right. You start dating a woman.
Oh, here we go.
She's beautiful.
Love it.
But she's already dated several people, and it always ended terribly, right? Mm-hmm. And now she's batting her eyes at you, and she's thinking that you're really great.
Do you know the people she dated? Or
right. Yeah, you know
the
people.
Are you friends with them?
I know them very well. I've talked to them. Okay. And they've all said, don't do it. She's a Jezebel.
But you're doing it.
They use a term. She's a Jezebel. Yeah. She's a Delilah. and the fact is,
Al. No idea what you're talking about.
It's a den.
It's a woman that ultimately will ruin you. Pick the wrong girl.
Always the woman's fault.
No. It's Harden's fault. Harden's horse's ass. Anyway, bottom line is, this will not end well.
No, it won't.
I'm positive it won't.
Yeah, we know it won't.
And I know this today. Today, tomorrow, whenever they announce they have this deal. It will be money they wish they never spent on dribble. It's a mistake.
The biggest question is, are they closer to winning the championship or
no,
further?
No, that's
they
the
are
point.
Further from doing it. Yes, you're right. I agree with you.
That's the point. And I'm supposed to bow to this guy because he cut him a deal so that they could possibly, he saved them. He could have claimed his $47 million. Mm. All right, but he wanted P.J. Tucker because he's played with him. And then he went, hey, let's get the whole band together. Who else can we get from the Rockets? And they brought everybody else in for the Rockets.
They wanted to get tougher.
The Rockets didn't do a damn thing when they were all together. They didn't do a damn thing.
Well, they are better for 1 year.
Are they really?
But they're not good enough to win at all.
No, they're not. So what's the point? I tanked for this.
Yeah, exactly.
I ruined 4 years of my already dwindling number of years left, Al, on this stuff.
On Embiid.
Well, Embiid, I don't know about him anymore.
Well, I mean, you only have a very short window.
It's like Johnson said, Al, once he's partying with Harden, all bets are off.
Yeah, it's over.
Pretty soon, we're not doing the Shirley Temples. We're doing margarita with the hardcore tequila.
Johnson said he used to just go home and play video games.
Exactly. What? Yeah, that's right.
That's what
you heard that
report.
Part, too.
Yep.
Johnson said, here's normally what Joel does.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I, again, don't think Johnson has inside information. Johnson broadcast overnight that he would party, but then would cut it short, Al. And be home by 3 a.m.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. But he is one of those video guys. He is
and
one of those
guys. And then at 3 a.m., he would begin playing videos.
Yeah.
And quietly then drift off to sleep.
Yeah, he's not a part. Remember, he would go play tennis and then go play. I mean, he's not one of those. Why it was so weird to see him there.
No, Johnson said he normally would stop partying at 3 a.m.
Nice. He thinks he's going to be a bad influence on somebody who's 28, 29 years old.
Rhea! I have never in my life partied till 3 a.m.
Well, that's
a lie. Yeah, you're old. We're
and
old.
Then I
we're
went home to play video games.
Yeah.
Did you ever play video games as a kid?
Pong. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I remember Pong.
Pong. And then I found it got too quick.
But
for
no
me.
In television, Pong. Atari, or anything like that. You never did.
No. You know what?
That's curious.
I go all the way back to
table,
checkers,
tennis, table tennis,
Atari,
Pong. You had Pong, right? When it just goes back and forth.
No,
right?
Pinball.
Oh my God.
Pinball.
Oh, that's still there. That's still there. That's cool. The Tommy's
Al,
a whole rock
to me,
opera.
Pinball is
that's
intense.
Awesome.
You were a wizard.
It is
really.
Good.
No, a kid down the street had one.
I know. So you hung out with the kid. You didn't even like him.
I hated him.
That's not right.
And I couldn't stand his mother.
See, that's what happened.
Oh,
but I got good at the game.
Yeah.
Stand
no free
his
lunches. Well, she was bad.
Couldn't
cook.
Take his mother. Oh, his mother was brutal. Anyway, hold on. Let me give you the contest today because we got awesome prizes and I don't expect that many contestants. Ladies and gentlemen, play it. I can't. Al, this is so sad. Play
everybody
it.
Everybody who knows goes to Melrose. Everybody who knows goes to Melrose.
Ladies and
everybody
gentlemen. One of the great landmarks of Philadelphia, the Melrose Diner, has applied for a demolition permit.
Oh.
It is going to be demolished.
Oh.
They are going to rebuild the complex some type and maybe include a diner. It won't be the same.
No.
What we are looking for today for major prizes. You got the prizes out? We got some one of a kind. You don't have the prizes.
He'll get right. them. He'll grab
I'll get them somewhere here. Here we go. I got this is cool. We got the first one. A Derek Hall Phillies jersey, courtesy of the New Era Phillies team store. He had three home runs in his first two games. I got a $50 Visa gift card. John Kruk, I hope is okay. We'll try to get
an
update.
The broadcast.
He did have to leave the broadcast like it was Saturday. He designed his own camo cap, and we are giving you one today. These are really cool, and we ought to have a pair of tickets to see the Phillies play the horrible Chicago Cubs. Oh, no. On July 24th?
Why? What's wrong with that?
I got some. We'll announce it, make a later today involving me in that game.
Oh, you? Oh, cool.
I'm involved in that game.
Nice.
I am involved in that game.
Very nice.
That's not going to go well.
I have considered the invitation I'm about to accept.
Cool.
All right. But here's what we're looking for. Things, this can be anywhere, but preferential for Philadelphia. Things that will never go away. Things that will never be demolished.
Things
that will always be there. Always.
This is
and
hard.
Preference
this is
for Philadelphia. It's actually not hard. You can look out the window right now and see three.
Yep. You can, but surprisingly, right, some
right
things
there.
Leave.
There's three right there. No, but ultimately, I will be the judge of this, Al, because I believe I'm nostalgic. You're not nostalgic.
I have no idea.
I don't want any of these things to leave. Things that will never leave our premises. That will always be here, because I would have told you last week the Melrose Diner was one.
Yeah, well.
It's a landmark. Can't we declare it a landmark or something?
There's only one thing left.
What's that? What's left?
Don't give an answer.
You're giving an answer away.
Don't give it away.
Then why did you bring that up?
There's more than one. That's going to be a short contest.
215. There's a lot more than one.
There's one that's never going away that's a commercial business.
Oh, okay. Commercial business is good.
Been there forever. And
there's one that's broken and it's still always going to be there.
Broken.
It's broken.
Oh, yeah.
215-592-9494. Get on now. Keith and Scott are first up. We return WIP Sports Time 668.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.